State lawmakers are scheduled to vote tomorrow on a capital budget that will include $20 million in oil and gas tax credits. It would also add money to assist municipalities and to complete a school in Kivalina. Those are among the details released today on the capital budget for the fiscal year that started at the beginning of July. Lawmakers plan to spend as little as one day in Juneau as they meet for their third special session this year. The legislature is scheduled to gavel in at 11 a.m. A conference committee plans to meet on the capital budget early in the afternoon, and both the Senate and House could pass it later in the day. Associated General Contractors of Alaska Executive Director John McKinnon says it's important for the legislature to act.
All in all, I'm very pleased that we're going to get a capital budget. To have a year without a capital budget, we'll be foregoing, $1.3, $1.4 billion in federal funds.
McKinnon overstated it a bit. It's actually $1,180,000,000 in federal funds. McKinnon's wife is Eagle River Republican State Senator Anna McKinnon. She's been negotiating the capital budget with Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster. At less than $1.5 billion, it will be the smallest capital budget since 2000. Most of the funding is from the federal government. This capital budget could affect a long-proposed mega project in Juneau by moving money out of a major road extension toward other projects. Juneau Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Craig Dahl opposes the changes.
Taking any funding away from that would jeopardize it moving forward is not a good thing in the state's best interest.
Governor Bill Walker decided against pursuing the Juneau Access Road last year, but project supporters continue to push for it. The capital budget agreement doesn't include $700 million that the House had passed to restore permanent fund dividends to the full amount set by state law. Instead of a projected $2,300, dividends will be $1,100 per Alaskan. The capital budget agreement also includes funds for the Arctic Strategic Transportation and Resources Project. It's intended to improve transportation in 9 North Slope borough communities. The $20 million for oil and gas tax credits will be added to $57 million for credits in the operating budget enacted in June. That brings the total to the minimum suggested by state law. It's not clear whether there will be a fourth special session later this year to pass a plan Walker proposed to balance the state's budget in the long term.